You're listening to Talk Sports.
She does not reach her 96th birthday. Is that what we're going with?
I'm saying the queen gets to,
Queen Elizabeth II will not reach her 96th birthday.
What if she just turned 93, though? Can it be?
You said 96th birthday. I'm not counting down the days of when she's halfway through her years.
Can it be 96 or 2.5 years?
She won't make it to September of 2022?
Yeah.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Unless she turns 96 before
you. You don't get to have it both ways.
Why not?
Which one is it, bro?
Over 2.5 years.
What a dummy. Her birthday's April 21st.
Damn it!
Got him!
You said the initial thing was 96.
And then you asked me for a favor, and I said yes. Two and a half years.
She's not going to make it that long.
Go September 25th, 2022, Cam. Queen Elizabeth will no longer be with us.
Seems like a long time. She's got great health care, though. It's just sick to me that you say she's going to die.
On 1340 WKGN.
If I had to pick a Super Bowl team at this juncture.
Hold on, Jordan. We got some breaking news. The queen has died.
Oh, no.
What?
The queen has died. Two board bets. It's come across. According to CNN, Queen Elizabeth II has died peacefully at Buckingham Palace.
What? Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines coming at you now. Big truck rolling down the road. Blah, 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 blah. Cody, here's a headline. Okay, thanks, John. All right, Cam. Tennessee cannabis users apparently are crossing state lines for their product.
Oh, no.
Apparently there's a town in Illinois where Tennesseans are doing half of their business.
Why are they going to Illinois? It's legal in Virginia.
You know, I looked into this a while back. Apparently, Virginia does not have the dispensaries out yet.
Oh, it's just legal,
It's legal, but you still can't really buy
it. That's how D.C. is as well.
Yeah. It's like they're behind on it. I don't know exactly what the deal is. I just know you can't find any recreational dispensaries. This town is called Saugat, Illinois. It's right on the border. Well, I guess Tennessee doesn't border, but right on the Kentucky border. Or Missouri? I don't know. But anyway, they said that roughly half of their business comes from the state of Tennessee. Recreational cannabis is illegal, of course, in Tennessee, but people are willing to make the drive over the Ohio River. They cross into Illinois, where it is legal. The drive is roughly an hour into the state from some parts of Tennessee. This guy says, I'm going to say over 50% of the business is from folks from Tennessee. How about that?
That's pretty wild.
So if you need some cannabis, I guess you can go to Illinois. I don't know that you can do it legally, but...
Or just call Gramco.
Yep. Gramco. Still got their ad read coming up. Let's see, what else we got here?
Speaking of entertainment, some big entertainment news Tuesday. I didn't get to talk about on Wednesday. They announced that Hugh Jackman is coming back to play Wolverine one more time.
Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine again?
Yeah, he had been on record saying he was probably never going to do it again after the Logan movie, which kind of wrapped up that whole storyline for him. But Ryan Reynolds pulls it off, and he's got Wolverine coming for Deadpool 3, slated to release in September 6, 2024.
There you
go. So in a couple years, you get Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine one last time. Makes me so happy.
It does?
Yeah. Oh, now I have something to live for the next 2 years.
He's the classic Wolverine, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Lizzo became the first person to play James Madison's 200-year-old crystal flute.
They wash it first?
I don't know. Hopefully. Hopefully they washed it first and after her use. Penn State announced the debut of beer sales in Beaver Stadium for their matchup Saturday against Northwestern. Penn State will have 5 beer options.
Ooh.
Domestics for $10, specialty for $12, and they'll be sold in 16-ounce aluminum cans, says Darren Rovell.
Good for Beaver Stadium over there.
In local news, nearly $6,000 worth of golf clubs were stolen from a Knoxville store. How about that? Dick's, I believe.
Oh, really?
Dick's. Let's see. Was it Dick's? Westtown Mall? Yeah, Dick's. Investigators are asking for the public's help to identify two men suspected of stealing thousands of dollars of golf clubs from a Knoxville sports store. Nearly 6,000 worth of Titleist golf clubs were stolen from Dick's House of Sport at the Westtown Mall September 17th around 6 p.m. Apparently there were images released of the security footage of two men suspected in the theft.
I ain't no snitch.
Couple of whites. Looks like they both had tattoos on their arms. They were both wearing hats. How about that? It says tipsters can remain anonymous and are eligible to receive a cash reward.
Oh?
I could use a cash reward. Wish I knew who these guys were.
Well, speaking of security.
That one guy kind of looks like Jake Miller.
We'll ask him when he gets in.
I don't think it's him, though. Go ahead, Cam. Sorry.
Well, speaking of security, per a source from this guy's Barry Jackson on Twitter, verified guy from the Miami Herald, he said NFL security is looking into the Dolphins' practice being filmed by somebody yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Saw that.
They haven't identified the person or if it's an affiliate of a team or whatever, but obviously the NFL doesn't want this, so they are looking into that.
I saw that. It was somebody, they sent out videos on Twitter of like, it was some account that just tweeted out, I think it was maybe a University of Cincinnati student.
Oh, really?
I believe that's what I saw. Let me see here. Barstool put something out about it. It's where I saw it. Yeah, someone at the University of Cincinnati's campus snuck into the Dolphins practice. They filmed all of their plays and posted them to Twitter. So not necessarily a University of Cincinnati student, but I guess someone on campus there.
Okay, okay.
So how about that? That's interesting. Maybe maybe that'll affect the game, huh? Maybe. Yet another advantage for Cincinnati tonight. You're crazy if you're betting on the Dolphins tonight. That's all I'm saying. Dolphins are going down tonight.
Mac Jones missed practice today. He's been battling injuries as well from this past game. So another person to keep an eye out. It seems like we're at that time of year where everybody's a little banged up already. It's only week four.
Who's that? Sorry.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. The quarterback. Patriots. Quarterback. He's banged up.
Yeah, so he missed practice again today. So just another injury to watch.
Yeah, keep an eye on that one. What's going on with him? Has he got like a –
I do not remember off the top of my head. It should say this article. Mac Jones. Didn't practice because of that ankle injury he suffered on the final offensive play last Sunday.
Remember when the Patriots thought he was the savior and he was going to lead them right into the next Brady era?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to say he can't be the quarterback of the future, but they're not very good.
That team stinks.
Some divorce news for you, Cam.
Nice.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce. You know, the crazy Congress lady?
Oh, yeah.
The blonde? Apparently, her husband has filed for divorce. And in other divorce news, the billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, former wife of Jeff Bezos, has reportedly filed for divorce from her second husband after less than 2 years of marriage. You remember she married that teacher from Seattle?
Oh, yeah.
She got all that money, and then that teacher married into it. Who could have seen that ending in divorce?
Yeah.
Scott, who is now one of the world's richest people, married the teacher Dan Jewett last year after divorcing Jeff Bezos. So she's about to get a second divorce. I hope that teacher ends up with that Seattle school teacher. I hope he ends up with those billions and billions of dollars.
That would be pretty funny.
McDonald's changing the game yet again after they announced they will be selling adult Happy Meals that come with nostalgic toys.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said, "Hey, mother F, or you forgot my toy." And then the guy says, "Bro, you 36. pretty funny.
Oh, man, I would buy that. Though.
Nostalgic toys.
The Air Force football team is being placed on a 2-year probation for recruiting violations during the COVID-19 dead periods. Bad news coming out of the troops.
Not good for the Air Force.
Yeah, so
not
the
at
Air
all.
Force Academy and 4 individuals involved in the alleged violations reached an agreement with enforcement staff about penalties. A 5th unnamed individual is fighting the allegations. And this case will be resolved through an infractions hearing.
Interesting news coming out of the Air Force. What else we got here? LeBron James owns a pickleball team now. Just scrolling through these. Biden says get vaccinated to avoid the hurricane.
That's a good idea.
Kyle Pitts lost a bet. I'm sure you saw this as
an
Atlanta fan. He had to wear the checkerboard overalls.
Yeah, Cordero had a bet with him over Tennessee, Florida. So, yep, got Kyle Pitts in the overalls.
Oh, here's one for you. MTSU coach Rick Stockstill says Miami gave us $1.5 million, but they got 1.6 yards per carry.
That's a pretty good quote.
MTSU, they beat up Miami over the weekend. They really did beat them up, too.
Like, oh, yeah, they dominated them. It, was
it wasn't just an upset win. It was they handled business. Eli Manning said Monday night the Broncos should have given that $250 million to the punter instead of Russell Wilson. And Russ responded by saying, oh, you talking about Chad Powers? Yeah, I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers. Pretty good.
Have you seen this? I don't know if you've heard about the movie Smile that's coming out.
No, what's that?
It's like a scary movie. But in the trailer, you know, a lot of times you'll see somebody with like a creepy smile.
Oh, yeah, I did see about that. And these people are in like stadiums?
Yeah, they've been putting them in like baseball stadiums just like right behind home plate so you can see them during obviously the broadcast. And they just have people standing there with a shirt that says Smile and they do the creepy smile the entire game.
That is pretty creepy.
Pretty good marketing scheme, but kind of creepy.
When does that movie come out?
I think this Friday.
Oh, okay. Do we know what stadiums they were in? Just baseball stadiums?
Oh, yeah, they've just MLB been in different stadiums? Baseball stadiums. Yeah, like I think they were at the – I was going to say at the Yankees game when Judge hit the home run.
Interesting. And one last headline here, unless you got anything else, Kim.
No, I think that's it for me.
Some are calling her Harrietta Tubmanaz. An Arizona woman was arrested for smuggling immigrants across the border. She was smuggling 80 to 100 immigrants per month and charging $15,000 each. She reportedly made $7 to $9 million in the last 6 months.
Holy cow. I would have quit after like 4 months if I was making that kind of money.
Smuggling immigrants across the border, 80 to 100 a month. How about that?
That's pretty nice. Maybe I'll get into that.
Yeah, this woman quote tweeted and said, "This is Harrietta Tubmanaz." Pretty good.
That's funny.
I don't know if I can make that joke as a white man, but I just like reading the funny quote tweets.
Have a good tweet.
Yeah, we about got through all the news here. I keep scrolling to see if there's anything else. Jim Edmonds marries the woman that he and his ex-wife had a threesome with. Yep, that's about it for the news.
Yep, not much else. There seems to be a lot of injuries out here, so if you have fantasy teams, just check on those. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Let's see what else. You had the Myles Garrett news. You had the Chiefs-Buck news.
Yeah.
Look at us, Cam. We got through all the news. We've given all these updates.
I'm so good at this.
I don't know if this is our most entertaining show ever, but we have definitely done our job.
Yep.
Of reporting the sports news today.
We've definitely talked sports.
This or that coming up. Are we doing it next or are we doing
2:30,
it at 2:30? This or that at 2:30. And after that, we'll do some other segment next. I don't know what we're going to talk about next. We'll talk about
we'll
something.
Figure it out.
Okay, break. back on the program. Speaking of Graham. Grahamco currently offers numerous Delta 8 products and merchandise, including Wake and Bake Delta 8 coffee. They got 250 or 500 milligram Delta 8. That seems like a lot. Delta 8 disposable vapes, 0.5 and 2.0 milliliters. Delta 8 gummies, 25 milligrams each. Delta 8 pre-rolls, 1 gram regular and Keef dusted quick mix, hard candies, and more.
The quick mix works.
The quick mix? Is that what you did with the last week?
Yep.
You've tried the Delta 8?
Oh, yeah. I baked it into some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
You're kidding me.
Welcome again, Bear, to the show.
Sorry.
It was delicious.
How you doing?
And effective.
Doing good. I'm fascinated by this. How did you bake? You can't go over, 250?
Yeah, I didn't put much in it because I was being careful, and I thought John and Cody might want to eat a couple, so I didn't want to just
eat it. I did not. I did not.
So I went low on it. I didn't put too much in it.
Wait, you had a dinner for Talk Sports or something?
I just wanted to provide some biscuits for the coworkers.
I'm useless on the weeds. Did I tell you about the time I did 110 milligrams and just my day ended? Have I ever told you about that?
No, but I mean, I've heard of people doing that, and that's usually seems to be what happens.
There's nothing that gets me down quite like edibles as I do this Grahamco read. Hang on, let me finish. Quick mix, hard candies, and more. Grahamco offers you an enjoyable legal high delivered discreetly and directly to you. Use promo code VOLS25 at thegrahamco.com for 25% off of your Delta 8 needs. Must be 21 years of age or older. Promo code VOLS25 at thegrahamco.com. So, yeah, I did.
No, I mean, everybody's had that friend that's bitten off a little more than they could chew, so to speak.
We went to the beach one time, and there were other things going on. There was a lot of other substances. And, you know, I've never had any problem with most things, you know, the hallucinogens and things of that nature. There's a little candy flipping going on, a little bit of ecstasy, a little bit of acid, no big deal. But the edibles are what have always done me in. Anytime I've ever, yeah, like I can handle a good 10 milligram, just a little, you know, just buzz you a little bit and kind of feels about like a Delta 8, about like a Grahamco. Obviously, Grahamco's legal and we advocate for the legal use of these and not the actual illegal
so
stuff.
So what would happen if 18 months ago when I was in treatment, if you ate one of those bunker busters that I had to –
what
I was taking to deal with the side effects stuff.
What were those? What kind of like potency were those?
There's like, I think there were 250 milligrams.
Oh God. Was that just like regular THC or what?
Oh yeah.
Oh God. No, I would lose my mind. I probably would have jumped off the 11th story balcony at the beach.
I swear to God, I did not get sick. Like, I mean, I was sick, but like I never got like the really worst side effects, and I put it directly to that. Like, I'm a huge advocate for that, and especially for people that have cancer, man.
Well, I guess to a certain point, you probably just kind of – it probably kind of overwhelms you, doesn't it? To where, like,
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
you don't
remember,
feel it at
you
all.
Remember those nights where – I'll tell you who I did it to, your buddy, Dejani.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I way misjudged one night, and then it was – I was texting back and forth. We were going to have Jordan on.
You dosed him?
No. I way overdid it on my end. And then I was just texting him.
Oh, I got you.
And I, you know, I mean, he's your buddy. We've talked a few times. We've talked on the air. But we started having a text conversation in the middle of the night. I mean,
and you didn't know what you were saying?
No. I woke up the next day. I was texting you, like, hey, please tell Jordan that I'm not weird.
It's tremendous. I remember, you remember when you let me control your morphine drip when you were in the hospital?
Yeah, it was the first night.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about that, Cam?
No.
I went to see Bear when he was in the hospital after his surgery.
I'm like 6 hours post getting split wide open.
Yeah, he had to get.
I was on a Dilaudid pump. Is what it was.
He got it administered every
or some kind of pump.
He'd only give it to you every half hour. Or
no,
something
it was
like
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I could take that. The first night I could get 12 doses an hour.
Yeah,
and I kept forgetting.
Just kept pushing
put Cody
that button.
Cody came to see me. I was like, "Hey, anytime this button turns green, pop it."
Here's some more morphine for you, pal. You
Cody's,
like that?
Cody's
don't
basically
you?
A travel nurse.
Pretty much.
He was with me that night.
Yeah, but anyway, the time I did my edible, it was.
So you're in the morning. You got up and ate it.
Yeah, I've never had a day like that before, where the day just ended. You know what I mean? Like, you ever have a day like that
where you just don't move from your first spot?
Well, yeah. Well, like,
the couch.
I woke up. I got a good night's sleep. I woke up. I had coffee. Okay, it's like 9 a.m. I had coffee. And then I take this, and it was like, I mean, it was like 110 milligrams, I think. Maybe I'm not tough. I don't know.
I mean, define in. I mean, did you stare at the TV with it off for the rest of the, all day?
I'm just saying my day ended.
Oh, like you did nothing.
My day ended. I drank coffee, and then I took that, and half an hour later, my day was over.
You just did nothing.
I stumbled around
the
room for a little bit, I think, feeling kind of nauseous. Then I think I hit the bed. I don't know. I went in and out of consciousness a couple of times. I think I was having hallucinations. I kept thinking there was a clown in the barrel in the middle of the room.
You had a barrel in your room?
With a clown in it. There was a clown in a barrel.
Was either the clown or the barrel real?
He was playing a saxophone. I don't know if he was real or not. They never would tell me
the truth
on whether or not he was real. I thought I was just taking THC edibles. Maybe they were laced with something. I don't know.
I've never heard of anything like that.
He played a pretty nice saxophone. I mean, it was kind of a soothing sound for a while. And then I guess at one point I passed out. And I don't know. All I know is that was at 9 a.m. Yeah, that was at 9 a.m. And the next thing I know, it's 9 p.m. And there's an NBA game on. And I just remember going in there and watching, like, the Milwaukee Bucks. They were playing somebody. And that was when I finally felt somewhat normal again. Yeah, that's the thing about the edibles is, like, you have to commit some time to it. Whereas, you know, just smoking a regular joint, something like that, I mean, you can – that's fine. You know, you're done in 2 to 3 hours. But this was an all-day commitment. Nearly killed me.
I mean, anyway. You are what I refer to as a mature thrill seeker.
Yeah, nothing gets me like the edibles.
Huh.
So stick to the legal stuff, folks. Gramco. This is basically a whole advertisement for Gramco this segment.
For the Delta H stuff.
Stay away from that illegal weed stuff. Buy the good legal stuff. Cam, big proponent of it. What were you eating? Was it biscuits?
Cheddar Bay biscuits. You can buy like that Red Lobster biscuit mix from like the grocery store.
Oh,
like
yeah, that was a game changer.
Yeah, and I just was like, I'll just put a little bit of this in there. And put a little bit of that in there and ate some and
checked
it worked.
Out.
It worked.
I wish I could have biscuits.
I'll make you something else.
I love biscuits. Did I tell you I was back on the keto?
Yeah, you did. You said it messed you up. You think that was part of what was wrong with you on Monday.
Bear, I have had liquid diarrhea for, I think this is day 4. And it has not.
That sounds totally
frightful. I have not had a solid bowel.
Like Kim Kardashian level diarrhea?
I don't know about hers.
Well, Kanye said she gets diarrhea way more than normal people.
Oh, really?
He posted that on Instagram the other day.
Maybe she has IBS or something like that.
Maybe.
How wild is that, dude?
He is off the chain right now. He said, "London, I know how you feel. I lost my queen, too."
I like Kanye. But, yeah, I've not had a structured bowel movement in 4 days.
That, number one, doesn't sound like...
You know that sound when you hit the toilet like dripping water? It's just like you're literally... It's like you're peeing. 4 days, Bear. 4 days this has been going on. Now,
You should drink some water.
I've been drinking water, and yesterday I started incorporating good leafy greens and vegetables. I had I had turnip greens at lunch, and then I had a big kale salad. So I'm hoping the greens.
That's where
will
you
help.
Went wrong.
Well, I think I was going wrong with just the meat and fat and grease. I think that's what
I'm
coming.
Here's the thought. Call me crazy, Cody. Here's the thought.
What?
Why not just follow like the three square meals a day, maybe a fruit as a snack, and just walk and drink a lot of water. That seems like it's a whole lot easier. Eat a sensible diet and exercise.
Well, that's a
now
good.
Now I realize it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Well, you're right. That's the long-term strategy. That's how you should live a healthy life. But for the just weight loss part of it, I think this is a good strategy.
Maybe get rid of the cold press and all that caffeine you drink sucking up in the mornings.
That helps me to not be hungry. That's why
it's mind over matter, man.
It's well, yeah, but you know it's not that easy sometimes. Like you got to different things work for different people, and I know I've had success with this keto in the past.
All right, well, I'm here to support you, Cody.
So I'm doing it, but sometimes it takes a few days to get your body has to get used to that. I guess with just no carbs at all, and so I don't know. I'm hoping for the best today. I took some Pepto this morning, and like I said, I worked in some vegetables yesterday. So I'm hoping we'll be back to. Good, solid, not to be too graphic, but.
I mean, at this point.
Was it graphic before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how you doing health-wise? You feeling good?
I'm fantastic, man.
You feel good?
Getting back out there, getting my energy back.
Yeah.
Finally got out of the house.
Yeah, I know. I was very happy to see you last Friday at Hops.
Yeah, but, that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, a lot of good people came out for that, and. Think people were happy to meet you there too.
Yeah, met a lot of really funny people. Got to catch up with our boys from the Fan Run Frat House, Rick and Brandon, Sir Brandon of Orivk.
Yeah, we saw both former members of the Drive too.
Yeah,
yep, both doing pretty well. Both doing well now.
Yeah, since they got away from, they aren't living with you and they aren't hanging out with me.
Yeah, and most importantly, they got away from Russell.
That's true.
This or that, coming up on the other side.
Well, don't you want the topics?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, do we do that?
Yeah, you do it before, okay, so you can pick who argues what, you know?
Sorry, Cam, I forget. Okay.
It's okay.
All right, so these are our topics. So Bear is going to be a guest.
Debater?
Guest Bear debater today.
All right.
And Cam will decide the winner between you and I, Bear.
All right, we got the Rolling Stones versus the Beatles.
Okay.
We got Waffle House versus Denny's.
Okay.
And we got better chance of winning this weekend, number 14 Ole Miss or number 20 Arkansas.
Ooh. Better chance of winning Ole Miss or Arkansas?
Who's Ole Miss playing?
Kentucky.
At Oxford?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
And Arkansas's hosting Bama.
Sounds good. This or that.
Okay, go to the break.
Other side. Bye.
All right, who's ready to play some this or that with Celebrity Edition?
I am.
Oh, I am, absolutely.
We are ready.
Waited years for this moment.
All right, well, first up we have Rolling Stones versus the Beatles.
I got to go with the Beatles. No doubt about it, the greatest band that ever existed, the band that paved the way for every band that came after. Without the Beatles, there would never be a Stones. They had better singers. They had better musicians. They had better songs. All you got to do is look at how many.
I'll tell
hits,
you what they did not have was they did not have a three record run of complete albums. I don't know how you all do. Am I supposed to wait my turn?
You're just spewing it out.
I'll allow it.
I mean, Sticky Fingers, Exile, they're perfect albums. What do the Beatles have that top that, Cody? You want to go track for track?
Yeah, you go track for track. The Stones cannot keep up, my friend. The Beatles have the greatest number of hit songs ever created. You want to talk about albums? Albums, Bear.
Yeah, let's.
You ever heard of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
It's music for druggies.
What did the Stones follow it up with? Satanic Majesty's Request, one of the worst albums ever. The Stones tried to copy the Beatles. Let It Bleed, an album you just mentioned. Let It Bleed, for God's sake. Ever heard of Let It Be? Obviously, the Stones were trying to copy the Beatles. Everything the Beatles did, the Stones just tried to do it months later. They put out that god-awful Satanic Majesty's album after the Beatles put out one of the all-time greats.
They've been playing live since 62. And just cranking out hits.
That's another thing about the Stones' live performances. Never, ever nearly as uniformed and as straight as the Beatles. Their musicianship was off. They played sloppy live. That Keith Richards, a disgusting heroin addict. The Beatles were a nice band that everyone could enjoy. They appealed to everyone. They didn't exclude anyone. Whereas the Stones and their rebellious, hideous drug culture. Mick Jagger singing lyrics about banging 15-year-olds, for God's sake. Brown Sugar and its racist overtones. The Beatles never did any of that. The Beatles were about love, peace, and happiness. How could you not love a band like that? They paved the way for everybody. They're the greatest there ever was. Who sold more? Have you looked at the numbers of who sold more albums? The Stones come nowhere close. Hell, at this point, Taylor Swift's probably outsold the Stones. Beatles, hands down.
Yeah, I gotta go with Cody on this one.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Next topic.
Next up, we got Waffle House or Denny's.
To me, there's no question. It's got to be Waffle House. It's a perfect delivery system for late-night complex carbohydrates, sugar, and grease and protein. There is no better place to go. You get in. You can get in Waffle House and get done 20 minutes if you know what you're doing and be back home. With Denny's, you got to go in there. It feels like you're going into a real – nobody's pretending at Waffle House. We all know what we're there for. It's a simple exchange. Denny's, you got to go in. Sometimes you got to be seated. I don't want to talk to a hostess at 1:30 in the morning when I've drank a pint of Jack Daniels. No, I just want to eat greasy food.
Naturally, the guy who chooses the Stones also chooses the restaurant with a culture of violence. Waffle House, there are countless videos, one after the next, of patrons trying to have a nice late-night meal, and they go in, and what happens? They get their ass beat by the cook. The Waffle House cook attacks them and beats them with spatulas, spoons. He mashes their face into their hot grill. It's a culture of violence, just like the Rolling Stones' entourage was. Denny's, I can go in. I can have a nice meal. They'll be kind. They'll be polite. They'll say, hello, sir, would you like a Grand Slam breakfast? They have the nice little uniform booths. It's a peaceful experience.
You got to squeeze in there. The booths are all real tight. You go into a Waffle House, you get in there, you get your All-American, your waffle toasted light, your butter, your syrup, and your milk, and maybe some juice if you're thirsty, and you eat your breakfast and you get the hell out. I don't need all that crap at Denny's. I don't need to wait on you to come back and forth over the course of 30 minutes. I don't have an hour to spend in there at 1:30 in the morning, Cody.
I'll tell you what I don't need, Bear, and I don't need a cook with an open wound cooking my eggs. That's what I don't need.
Well,
I like them to be wearing plastic gloves.
Marty Methhead's not back there because Denny's is a closed kitchen, and you can't see the guy with an open wound or pick marks on his face where he's smoking his meth on break, and he's coming in there and making some, you know, microwaving some half-assed pancakes. He's not making delicious waffles right in front of your face.
Everybody knows it, Bear. The Waffle House cook is the fired Denny's cook. The guy who can't cut it at Denny's, he goes to Waffle House. The guy who's done too much heroin on the clock, who sexually harassed too many patrons on the clock. That's the guy who ends up at Waffle House.
Hey, you know what Waffle House does?
Denny's has standards.
Where is Denny's right now down in Florida? What Waffle House does, they have a whole plan to make sure to go in, to get open with construction people, with plumbers. They come in with the gas crew to get their restaurants up and running so that they can provide food, warmth, and a safe, dry place for the people that are down there working to help those poor people down in Florida get a bite of something good to eat, Cody. Why don't you stick that in your pipe? Smoke it. Where's Denny's at? Is Denny's ensuring that their facilities are open in Florida right now? Hurricane Ian just tore ass up through the panhandle.
I'm sure they're doing something.
Yeah,
nice down there.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't they be?
Is the president of Denny's on the ground out there in hip waders on Sanibel Island right now?
You know what Waffle House uses to season their food, Bear? It's not salt. It's not pepper. It's pus from all of the opened wounds off of the cook's hands and arms.
No.
That drips onto the grill.
No, it doesn't, because I wouldn't eat there. If that was true, Cody, you're making that up. You could sit and watch your cook cook your food. That's the other thing. I can keep an eye on that guy. I know that my food's been prepared properly, and I know that nothing's happened to it. Nothing's gotten dropped on the floor. Another bonus for Waffle House. Thanks for making my point. Cam?
I gotta go Bear on this one. They do use the Waffle House Index to measure how bad a storm was.
Oh, boy. So it comes down to the third topic.
Oh, boy. All right. Better chance to win. What's the third topic? Better chance to win this weekend, Ole Miss or Arkansas?
Better chance to win?
Yep.
And he's arguing for Ole Miss?
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Who's he arguing for?
Apparently Arkansas.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, go ahead. Oh. You start, I guess.
Well, no, I thought it was Ole Miss in Kentucky.
Here's one argument in your favor is that Ole Miss doesn't have to play the number two team in the country. That's kind of a tough one to argue, Cam, but, yeah, you know, it's the topic. So, you know, Arkansas.
No, flip it. I'll make the argument for Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Go ahead then.
I think that they were – I honestly think that Pittman learned something in that game with Texas A&M, and I think they're still – they've got enough. If they can muck it up, if Alabama turns the ball over – I can see Arkansas pulling the upset. Arkansas always plays up for Alabama in Little
Rock. So the argument is Pittman learned something and maybe Alabama will turn the ball over?
Well, that's the argument. Are you going to tell me that Arkansas doesn't play out of their minds against Alabama and Little Rock?
I can tell you my argument.
You think it's easy to go into Little Rock even if you're Alabama?
They're not playing in Little Rock.
Where are they playing?
Cam, this is fictitious information. He just said they're playing the game in Little Rock. This is fictitious information. It should be an ultimate disqualifier, number one. And let me tell you my argument.
Why don't you come with an argument instead of trying to get me thrown out of the competition?
Okay. All right, you want my argument, Bear? Here's my argument. Your team's playing Alabama. My team is playing the team that just beat Northern Illinois by 8. That's my argument. My team's playing Kentucky at home. Your team's playing the Alabama Crimson Tide, who they have not beaten, by the way, in the last 15 years since Nick Saban has taken over at Alabama. He's 15-0 against Arkansas. My team is playing Kentucky. That's my argument. Who has a better chance to win, Cam? Pretty simple, isn't it? Probably the team that's playing the team that just beat Northern Illinois by 8.
Yeah, and it's Lane Kiffin versus Mark Stoops. Saban versus Pittman. I mean.
He said they were playing in Little Rock.
It's Fayetteville. Fayetteville, right?
Yeah, that's where they're playing the game. A place Nick Saban's never lost. Oh!
Well, I got to go with Cody on this one. What a victory.
What? You screwed yourself over by switching to Arkansas. What were you thinking? What were you doing, Bear?
It was a moment of weakness.
What were you thinking?
I didn't really understand what was going on in the heat of the moment.
You said, yeah, I'll argue for Arkansas.
I just reverted back to where if you don't like something, I'll try and switch it up so you'd be happy.
You had an automatic W, and you let it slip through your hands.
Well, man, I've been listening to this segment for years and years, and you get screwed regularly with your pants on, man.
It does happen a lot on this or that.
Across multiple producers now.
Well, that was the segment. Good job, Bear. Thanks for joining this or that.
I hope I didn't disappoint you guys.
Not at all. Mm. Not at all. You did a fine job, and appreciate you sitting in on the show today. Feel like we got a lot done here in the third hour.
Well, I do too, Cody. I do too.
Last
you made,
call.
You made an incredible argument for the Beatles too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're looking at the greatest band that ever lived. Last call coming up. Last call on today's show, Thursday show, Talk Sports. It's been a fun show today, decent show. Good job by you, Cam. I feel like we've done okay here.
Yeah, I think we've had a decent, solid show.
It's been all right. Some are saying it's a top 400 show ever.
Nice.
That we've done.
That's pretty high praise.
Top 400. Not bad, considering we've done at least probably 450.
Yeah, so, oh, for sure, at least.
Yeah, not bad. Got any stories for last call?
Yeah, Florida reporter did this.
Okay. Now give it to me.
She was reporting on Hurricane Ian with a condom over her microphone.
Oh, boy.
And so everybody was like, what are you doing here?
Sounds like she was practicing safe reporting.
Yeah, sounds like it. You never know. But Kyla Gaylor was reporting on Hurricane Ian's landfall from a parking lot in Fort Myers when everybody kind of noticed she had this rubber casing on her microphone. People just kind of were just asking questions on the internet, making lots of jokes, obviously, about what else she could use that microphone for. And
what were they implying she could use it for?
Basically just as a paddle once the rain gets high enough out there. Maybe a balloon. If she needed to fly away in the hurricane, just, you know, lots of stuff like that. Also, something she could sit on. But yeah. She did confirm in her Instagram story. She's like, "It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. You can't get these mics wet, and there's a lot of wind and rain. And I have a bedroom, so that's why I put a condom on the microphone."
A microphone's a pretty good sized object.
Yeah.
Do you think that
she,
was
she didn't
like
say
a,
that one part.
But
she
that
did
an XL?
Say,
was that a Magnum? I mean,
I don't know. It doesn't look like it goes all the way over the entire microphone from the picture.
Pretty good sized microphone.
It only looks like it's covering up like 5 inches here.
Hmm. Okay, so maybe not a Magnum.
She just had whatever was lying around, I guess.
Yeah, whatever she's used to.
Yeah.
I guess it would keep your microphone dry, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be good.
Makes sense, but I feel like there's other things you could have used in that moment. But, hey, to each their own. You just got to use what's available to you, I guess.
Good thing it didn't break.
Yeah.
Because then if it broke, you might have more microphones.
Yeah.
Mm.
You'd have to get another one for sure.
Yeah. Good to practice safe reporting. That's good.
Yeah. Glad she doesn't have coworkers that hate her poking holes in it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of disturbing images coming out of that Fort Myers. Apparently the beach pretty much just gone.
I got a friend going there next week, I think.
Oh, yeah? For vacation?
He's like, this is going to be terrible.
He might need to restructure his plans.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's there anymore.
I don't know where he's flying into. Because I don't know if the airport still exists there. But we'll see.
Yeah, it looks pretty rough down there in Fort Myers. Everything, a lot of stuff still pretty much underwater, and apparently they haven't even had, they haven't even been able to get crews in there in a lot of the places. So, you know, that's tough.
Tough.
That's tough. I don't really know what to say. I guess thoughts and prayers. I mean,
those usually work.
I don't know what, hopefully they get some help pretty soon, you know. How about the Tennessee fans creating a website to checker Vandy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty much it. Tennessee fans have created a website to checker Vanderbilt Stadium in November like it's a home game. I guess whoever put this together has all the sections and everything figured out to where this is pretty cool that Tennessee would try to do this, and it's actually doable.
Oh, it's definitely doable. Actually, I would say likely at this point.
these poor people don't have any fans.
Yeah.
I mean,
We are. The only issue is we may not be able to get enough people to want to go to the game to do this.
I mean, there's enough Tennessee fans in Nashville that I think it could be done.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, does Vanderbilt have enough of a base that they'll be so offended by this that they'll really, like, be on their alumni, like, hey, please come to this game?
There's no way. I don't think so.
Turn up, Vandy fans. Turn out for this one. Tennessee's trying to disrespect us like this. I don't think they do. I think there's enough Tennessee fans in Nashville.
They can't stop us.
No, especially you get a dare I say it, a one-loss Tennessee coming in at that point.
Oh, boy.
No, maybe two loss. Either way, though, it's –
zero losses?
I'm just hoping we go win that Vandy game. Could be another – finally a Sugar Bowl-type year.
Yeah. Oh, geez, possibly. How embarrassing would it be if you checkered their stadium and lost?
Well, it looks like we're going to try to.
We're going
to
do it. We're going to do
if
it.
If you lost?
Yeah.
No, I don't think this team –
I don't think that's possible, but that's just worst-case scenario.
I don't think it's possible. Either. I guess it's possible, but I think that's massively unlikely.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well.
Well, we did another show.
Yeah, we did a show today. Hope everybody enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed myself.
Ooh, one more thing. One more thing, Cam.
Yeah?
RG3, number one Heisman front runner. Guess who RG3 put?
Stetson Bennett?
Hendon Hooker.
Oh!
And he's a guy who's won a Heisman. So,
oh, so he knows
who knows a
like.
Heisman frontrunner better than a Heisman winner?
I have a picture of RG3.
We'll be back tomorrow. Talk sports. The drive is up next. Stay locked in and goodbye.